It's What's New from WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. Every year on September 15th, around 11 in the evening, the President of Mexico rings the bell of the National Palace in Mexico City. Afterwards, he repeats the shout of patriotism based on the Grito de Dolores, with the names of the important heroes of the Mexican War of Independence, and ending with three shouts of Viva Mexico from the balcony of the palace to the assembled crowd in the Zocalo. Again, he rings the bell and waves the flag of Mexico, followed by the playing and mass singing of the Mexican national anthem, complete with a military band. We'll celebrate with music and musicians from Mexico on today's What's New. Alondra de la Parra is a renowned conductor and pianist from Mexico. She's the music director of the Queensland Symphony Orchestra in Australia and leads orchestras around the world. We'll speak with her about the Philharmonic Orchestra of the Americas and hear a world premiere. But first, I ask her about a signature composition she conducts, the Danza No. 2 by Arturo Marquez.
Danza No. 2 by Arturo Marquez has been sort of like a flag for Mexico and music outside, especially outside Mexico, because it's just such a wonderfully written piece of music. You're gonna love it, I have no doubts. It's based on danzón, which is a typical dance that started in Cuba and then turned into Mexican because we sort of adopted the form. And in the early 1920s, 30s, there used to be a lot of danzón dancing. There still is in places like El Salón México, that are, you know, famous dance salons in Mexico City. And the danzón form basically has two sections. One that is a very slow, sort of, definitely sort of a conquest, sort of flirtation between the man and the woman. A montuno section, which is the fast part, when now they're dancing and they're dancing really fast and actively. This danzón portrays exactly that, and it was written in 1994. And Arturo Marquez, who's done many of these danzons, I think he's done like 9 at least, or maybe more of them. He's very famous for this one in particular, so it's wonderful. You're gonna love it.
Alondra de la Parra discussing Danzón No. 2 by Arturo Marquez. Arturo Marquez's Danzón No. 2 with Alondra de la Parra and the Philharmonic Orchestra of the Americas on What's New. It's a release called Mi Alma Mexicana, My Mexican Soul, on Sony Classical. Find out more at WBAA.org, including playlists and podcasts. That's WBAA.org. Alondra de la Parra started the Philharmonic Orchestra of the Americas, something I wanted to know more about.
I grew up in Mexico, and I always wanted to be a conductor since I was 13, 14. Then I managed to move to New York when I was 19 with a focus of I'm going to study conducting. So I went and first did my piano degree at Manhattan School of Music, and then eventually my master's in orchestral conducting. But while I was there, I realized, wow, this is very difficult in terms of, as a soloist, as a pianist, to get a concert with an orchestra, to get programmed with an orchestra is extremely difficult. And also I realized I had studied composition in Mexico before. And I remember all my colleagues, my composer colleagues in Mexico, and I compare them to the American composers that were studying at Juilliard or Manhattan School of Music, and thought, they're totally different. and they don't even know they exist each other. So why are they disconnected when we have internet, cheap flights and all this kind of thing? So I thought it would be awesome to have an orchestra, a young orchestra that would only focus on young composers and getting them together, getting them to know each other, young soloists, giving opportunities to soloists that don't have management, don't have a way, and also especially from the Americas. So from Argentina to Canada, so that we focus on this continent to sort of counterbalance what's happened in history, which is fantastic, which is that the Europeans basically have built the whole classical music history, which is fantastic, and we wouldn't be with anything without them. But at this point, we need to really support the classical music development in the Americas, in Latin America in particular. So that was my idea. It was a dream. I was a student. I was a piano student. Everybody dreams. But then one day I was given the opportunity to put an orchestra together. Like they told me, make a project of Mexican music. And my project, they thought I was going to come up with a little trio, quartet. And my idea was, a full 80-piece orchestra with doing Mexican music, contemporary music and experimental music and tradition, a lot of things. So they said, no, we only have $3,000 and your project is a lot more than that, so we're not going to be able to do it. And I was a sophomore in college, so I had my project, I had worked on it, I had the budget, I was like, what do I do now? So I went around and started trying to get money for the project, because they told me that if I got the money, I could present the concert. And to make a story short, I was very lucky to find a sponsor who gave us the money to make the concert possible. So here I was, a student, and I was supposed to be the conductor of this orchestra that didn't exist. And I had to put it together really fast. So anyway, we put it together, it happened, and the concert was an amazing success. The audience loved it, the music sounded great, the musicians were wonderful. So from there, everyone started telling me, you can't let this die. It can't be a one-time thing, a one-concert thing. I said, yeah, sure, but how am I going to do this? I have my jury tomorrow for piano and I have lessons tomorrow. So they said, no, keep it. So I started gathering people from who had come to the concert and say, do you want to be on my board? Do you want to be on the board? And started a board and became a nonprofit and started raising a little bit of money here and there, did a little other concert and so on and so forth. And it's been growing and growing and growing.
Alondra de la Parra in an interview from San Antonio. Let's hear de la Parra in the world premiere recording of Stacey Garup's Mythology Symphony. It's in five movements: Becoming Medusa, Penelope Waits, The Lovely Sirens, The Fates of Man, and Pandora Undone. The Mythology Symphony by Stacey Garup on What's New. We heard Alondra de la Parra conduct the Chicago College of Performing Arts Orchestra on a Sadie release. There's more at WBAA.org. I'm your host, John Clare. It's What's New from WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. We're featuring composers and musicians from Mexico. Coming up, Ángel Gil Ordóñez conducts Reveltas. This is a famous song from Manuel Ponce, Estrellita. The album is called Travisio Carmisi, and we heard Estrellita by Manuel Ponce on What's New. Denise Gutierrez sang with the Philharmonic Orchestra of the Americas and conductor Alondra de la Parra. I'm John Clare. Find out more about this show and find playlists and podcasts at WBAA.org. Granada is one of Agustín Lara's most famous works, inspired by a trip to Spain. Guitarist Pablo Villegas plays this 1932 hit from the release Americano on What's New. Agustin Lara's Granada with guitarist Pablo Villegas. It's from a release called Americano on What's New. Find out more about the CD and hear our podcasts at WBAA.org. Florencia in the Amazon is an opera by Daniel Catan. It was commissioned by the Houston Grand Opera, Los Angeles Opera, and Seattle Opera Companies and premiered in October 1996, the first Spanish-language opera to be commissioned by major United States opera houses. The opening of Daniel Catan's Florencia in the Amazon on What's New. Patrick Summers led the Houston Grand Opera from an Albany release. There's more at WBAA.org, including playlists and podcasts. Finally today, we'll turn to composer Sylvester Raveltas. In May 2016, a remastered and redone recording for DVD and Blu-ray was released with the post-classical ensemble An Angel Gil Ordóñez. I ask Angel how this came about. Why now?
First of all, we are big advocates of the music by Sylvester Revueltas. We think that this is one of the composers that really needs much more attention from symphony orchestras, chamber orchestras, and the audience really deserves to experience his music much more. So this is on the one hand. I have been also working on the music by Revueltas for many years. And actually, one of the first programs we did with the post-classical ensemble was performance of that film with the music performed live. Because one of the wonderful things about the film is that, as you have seen, when there is dialogue, there is no music. And when there is music, there is no dialogue. So the film is actually conceived as music is an integral part of the film. It's not just an accompaniment. When music is sounding, is the music what is important. When the voice and the images are there, is what the director wants the audience to focus. So we did that actually more than 10 years ago. And our dream was always to create a DVD re-recording the whole soundtrack, because the original sound is awful. Of course, we are talking about a film that is 1935, so there is not only a problem, I mean, the sound quality is bad, but also it's clear that the film was done in a rush. They probably even rehearsed a little bit and then, you know, just went there. And we thought the original soundtrack doesn't make the service to the music that the music deserves. So it has been, as I said, a dream for more than 10 years that we have been able to realize finally.
It's interesting, too. I think here we have amazing cinematography. We have a very touching story.
Yes.
And these emotions, I think we still have financial problems here. We still have oppression. It's not like healthcare. You know, if he could have afforded a doctor for his, you know, son, he wouldn't have passed. That these issues still sort of come around today. So I think it's interesting that we can reproduce the music at a little higher notch, that obviously they had to edit the film and whatnot, but that the technology has gotten better in that sense for music, that you can now have this wonderful digital score to go with these incredible images and story.
Absolutely. And one of the things that really surprised us, that was, I'm talking about 4 or 5 years ago, is that Martin Scorsese created a foundation to recover 7 films that he considered historical. And one of them was Redis. We were astonished. And he actually recovered completely the print. So what we have in the DVD is the best print created by the Martin Scorsese Foundation, which is the film foundation, and then a newly recorded score. So it's really an extraordinary accomplishment.
this was Revuelta's first score, and there are so many lovely pieces, and it sort of spans folk music, jazz, classical. How do you place this in his works, and are there others that you recommend?
Well, I think that Redes is probably his best symphonic achievement. I think this is his best score for symphony orchestra. But the unknown Revueltas is actually the Revueltas of the smaller ensembles. He has incredible pieces for combinations from 7 to 11, 13 instruments. Actually, the probably his most famous piece, Sense Maya, which is also an extraordinary symphonic piece, he wrote it originally for 13 instruments, the original score, and I actually like it better. It's incredible. So I encourage everybody to explore the chamber music by Revueltas, Ocho por Radio, the beautiful ensemble also that he creates in Planos. He has phenomenal songs with texts by Cuban poet Nicolas Guillen. So I really encourage every orchestra, every chamber orchestra and symphony orchestra to explore more about his music. In my opinion, is a true Mexican composer because he brings the spirit of the Mexican street, of the popular songs, but with a 20th century idiom. It's really very, very, very impressive.
It's so nice to talk to you, and congratulations on this release.
John, thank you so much.
Conductor Ángel Gil Ordóñez. From the Naxos release, the Post-Classical Ensemble and Ángel Gil Ordóñez, this is Redes, Nets, by Sylvester Revueltas on What's New. Sylvester Revueltas Nets with Ángel Gil Ordóñez and the Post-Classical Ensemble on What's New. Released in May 2016 on Naxos DVD and Blu-ray. I'm John Clare. Find out more about this show and find playlists and podcasts at WBAA.org. What's New is a production of WBAA Classical, a listener-supported broadcast service of Purdue University. Production assistance from Erica Yon and Kevin Howard, the content director and executive producers Greg Kostraba. I'm your host and producer, John Clare. Thanks for listening to What's New.